Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Dit gaan baie warm word oor spesifiek die noorde van Gauteng, asook die Laagveld en dele van die Noordwes. Enkele namiddag donderbuie kan verwag word langs die noordelike plateaurand en oor die sentrale dele van Limpopo. Pretoria en Rustenburg vandag op na 30, Johannesburg en Polokwane. Nee, Pretoria en Rustenburg 33, Johannesburg en Polokwane 30, Mbombela en Emalahleni op na 29 grade. Een zesde laerskoolkind is dood aan beweerde voedselvergiftiging in Soweto. Soweto raadslid Lazarus Mota het dit pas bevestig. Die jong kinders het aan bewering eetgoed gekoop by 'n spaza winkel in Naledi voor hulle Sondag begin siek word het. En in Limpopo is 'n vroue sergeant vanoggend in hegtenis geneem in verband met die dood van 6 gemeenskapslede. Sy is vanoggend by die polisiestasie in Sanwa Barwana in hegtenis geneem. Nasionale polisie sê die sergeant het in 2019 begin om lewenspolisse uit te neem in die naam van mense in die gemeenskap wie sy geken het. Die polisse van so wat 10 miljoen rand het aan haar uitbetaal. Ek is Gerrit de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, we start off with some football news. Former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has got a new role as the head of football operations at Red Bull, which owns the Leipzig, Salzburg and New York clubs. The company announced this earlier today. Klopp left Liverpool at the end of the season after 9 years in charge, in which he breathed new life into the club and won the Premier League and Champions League as well. In rugby news, the directors of the now defunct Melbourne Rebels have launched a legal battle against Rugby Australia, seeking 30 million Australian dollars, around about 355 million rand in damages for the club's closure. According to the Sydney Morning Herald, the case was filed in the federal court and also demands that control be returned to the directors so that the Rebels can continue competing in Super Rugby Pacific. Staying in Australia, the Australian Open chief Craig Tiley, well, he said that he expects Australian former Wimbledon finalist Nick Kyrgios to be back in Melbourne Park for the season opening Grand Slam in Jan. Kyrgios pulled out of this year's Australian Open and has played just one singles tour match in the last 2 years as he's battled with knee, foot and wrist injuries. And former number 7 in the world, Richard Gasquet, he's going to retire at the French Open next year. The Frenchman announced this earlier, bringing a curtain down on a 22-year career. The 38-year-old is a twice Wimbledon semi-finalist and a one-time US Open semi-finalist. His best outing, though, at Roland Garros came in 2016, where he reached the quarterfinals. There's some cricket action on the go at the moment. It's a run fest in Multan, where England are playing against Pakistan. Joe Root is on 232 and with him Harry Brook on 194, so they're having a party there. 606 for the loss of just 3 wickets in response to Pakistan's 556. England at the moment leading by 50 runs. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.